Excellent. I'm pleased to introduce Tim Bryce. He is a freelance writer. He resides in Tampa Bay area. Now, that's in Florida, for those of you who aren't great with geography. So that means that he enjoys summer-like weather, even when it's snowing on most of us. But don't hate him for that. It's not his fault. You know, he just means he might be a little smarter than some of us. But at any rate, he's a frequent writer and speaker. He discusses everything from business and management to politics and morality, systems and technology. The world's changing, and he's trying to make sure that we keep up with those changes by keeping us up to date. But at any rate, he also has a blog that we might interest you. The Bryce is Right. It is a popular blog read by many, many people. He's also been published in a lot of different places all over the country, including the Washington Times and the Huffington Post. So, you know, those are kind of like two sides of, you know, two polar opposites, actually, in terms of their editorial position. And also, he has a book out, Before You Vote, Know How Your Government Works. What American youth should know about government. And since our public schools are often are not doing the job, Tim has stepped into the breach to make sure it gets done, and we appreciate that. So with that, Tim, welcome back to the Conservative Commandos.
Thanks for having me, George and Rick.
It's great to have you here. I have been kind of amused by this idea. I've seen some, you've written an article on Unity, and I have to be honest, there is a lot of talk, you know, that that Joe Biden is going to return us to this more magnanimous, more unifying political environment and so forth. And I'm thinking to myself, let's see. So the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who coined the word tuborc, made someone's last name a verb, is going to be a unifier. The guy who borked Justice Bork. And then later did the high-tech lynching of Clarence Thomas. This is the unifier. Again, in more recent years, this is the same guy that told a predominantly black audience that Mitt Romney and the GOP wanted to put them all back in chains. So I'm thinking to myself, am I missing something? Are they serious when they talk about unity? Is this just a talking point or whatever? So I'll get out of the way, but I wanted to at least set it up by that, because I think my opinion is these people have a lot of chutzpah. It takes a lot of chutzpah to be the dividers that they have been, not just for a month or two or even election cycle or two, but for a generation, and then tell us that now they're going to be unifying.
Well, you know, you got to wonder who Joe is trying to sell with this. I mean, obviously, the Democrats, then he's not going to sell that. He doesn't really believe he's going to unify that. Nobody believes it on the Democrat side, and nobody believes it on the Republican side. So who's he addressing? The independents?
That's my sense. I think there's some independents out there right. That might be a little frustrated that they wish they like Donald Trump's what he's done, but they sometimes find his rhetoric a little unnerving for them.
Well, he's a super type A personality. That means he's very results oriented. He's not necessarily the best speaker or the best, but I enjoy him. Look, I've been in corporate world for well over 30 years. I've seen a lot of boardrooms all over. I've met a lot of Donald Trumps. And does he act presidential? Well, presidential in a corporate sense, but maybe not so, in a governmental sense. But the problem is the boy gets things done. He gets it done, and that's what you look for in a super type A personality. So, even if you assume he's goofy and something out there in terms of personality and all of his quirks out there, I hate to say it, he gets the job done. Yeah. It's really ridiculous.
And I find it odd to put substance over form, form over substance.
Exactly.
In other words, to me, substance matters the most,
right.
And form can matter too. I mean, I understand form is not unimportant, never be more important than the substance, and yet I find it that you have these people acting as if form matters the most, and I just
right.
kind of scratch my head.
Well, running across all kinds of people out there who say like that. Well, he acts so unpresidential, and I said, well, how so? Well, he attacks everybody. No, wait, I say, wait a second. He's a counterpuncher. He counterpunches people like that. He doesn't start things. He goes out there he cleans them up, and that's very typical for in the corporate world, but. Getting back to unity and Joe Biden, think about it. Biden is stuck between a rock and a hard place. He would like nothing better than to be known as the president of the middle class. I mean, the man of the middle, of the people, like that. But 2016, Donald Trump hijacked that group. He took them away. Think about it. All of the oil and gas workers like that, they're all going Trump out there. The unions are going Trump. You have blacks, Latinos, everybody is out there for Trump now, and it doesn't leave Joe much out there for that type of people. So he's got to deal with the far left, and he doesn't feel comfortable with the far left. But the far left is going to call the shots for him. If he's ever going to make it, he has got to pander to the far left, whether he likes it or not. So he's made a deal with the devil, basically.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be a wholly owned subsidiary of the extreme left.
Yep, absolutely. And it's really sad to see this kind of thing happening. You know, we've always had differences, you know, back to the 70s and so on, between, let's say, Nixon and Humphrey or Nixon and McGovern. It was very pronounced then. But it is. I've never seen it like this before. And Joe's going to pull this all together. Everybody in the Republican Party knows, you know, he's a huckleberry out there. You know, a huckleberry in chief.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah. And it seems to be getting worse. I mean, I think when he was at the top of his game, he was a huckleberry.
Right.
The problem now is he's a slipping huckleberry. So it's kind of getting... There's a part of me that asks why his family hasn't intervened, because I have to be honest. I think my family loves me, and if I ever get to a position where I'm slipping like that, I'd hope they would protect me and kind of keep me from being out where I could, you know, embarrass myself and become the object of ridicule and scorn. And I don't normally like to pick on people, but when you're running for president, you're asking people to trust everything about you.
Right.
And it's a little different than just like you have a neighbor across the street who's suffering from dementia and you decide to call them names and make fun of them. That's ugly. But when that neighbor across the street who's suffering from dementia, you know, says, trust me with the nuclear, you know, codes, I want to be the commander in chief, I want to run the free world. Then you go, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We're going to have a conversation about some things I didn't really want to get into now.
Look, if Joe gets in there, I mean, he just wants the title. He'll let everybody else run it, including Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris scares the heck out of me. You know, the most socialist senator voted in 2019. And I don't get it. Who does this person think she is? You know, she has no background and doesn't understand economics. She was a former attorney general, you know, and she doesn't know economics, doesn't know jobs. Oh, okay, so we'll rely on Pocahontas to help us with that, and AOC, to the Department of Homeland Security or something like that. I mean, come on. Yeah. They have nobody over there, but it's going to be the far left calling everything. And, hey, as far as I'm concerned, should Joe Biden win, I'm immediately cashing out my portfolio of stocks. I'm scared to death what will happen with the stock market.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I think you make a very good point. I can't imagine. I think it's been interesting to watch. When Donald Trump has looked stronger, the stock market has also looked stronger. I think they understand that the socialists intend, they have all kinds of crazy taxing schemes they plan to impose. And on the one hand, they're going to repeal the Trump tax cuts. On the other hand, they won't tax anybody who doesn't make at least $450,000. I'm sorry, but that's not a Venn diagram that works.
Yeah, no, it's not. No, it's not. And yeah, it's just taxation. And they deny it, you know, of course. And Kamala denied it last week during the debate. And she was saying all kinds of things that just were instantly refuted once they got off the air. They were showing Joe saying stuff. Oh, yes, he does want to kill fracking. You know, and how many times did she say, no, he doesn't want to kill fracking? Yeah. And so
she
on. It's kind of scary.
They've both said it multiple times.
But you know, let's also consider just last week with the president with the coronavirus. He comes on up and he said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Let's go forward. Very positive attitude. It's kind of like, is the glass half empty or half full? It was half full. Now, Republicans reacted strongly to that. They like that. They like somebody with strength and is going to pull them forward like that. The media and the Democrats, oh, well, that is so irresponsible and whatever. It's just preposterous. Yeah, you know, I got to tell you a funny story. This last Saturday, just 2 days ago, I was out waving a Trump flag. We had a Trump rally. Actually, it was the Biden people were out there first, and they had about 100 people, and somebody made some calls, and next thing you know, we got 100 Trump people on the other side of the street. And over there, they're all wearing masks. Oh, and the kids were getting paid for waving flags over there. We were over there just voluntarily doing our stuff, and all the people going by, the truck drivers and other motorists, were giving us thumbs up and honking their horns. And once in a blue moon, you'd see somebody on the Biden side, beep, beep, you know, go by. And that was it.
Right.
So it's amazing. I don't even think this is going to be close. I'm really taken aback by how much support, at least in Florida, At least in this area, the support is down here.
Yeah, I've seen that in different places. When I've traveled to different places, I've seen the same thing. Tim, we're up against a break, so I'm glad you're sticking around because there's more to discuss. But I do want to remind our viewers and our listeners, this is the Conservative Commandos. I'm George Landreth with Rick Trader. We are co-hosts today, and of course, we're talking with Tim Rice. And we're coming on the Conservative Commandos Radio Network, which is broadcast all across this great nation. We're coming to you on the AUN TV network. And of course, if you're not near one of the many broadcast towers, never fear, because Al Gore's amazing internet comes to the rescue. iHeartRadio, TalkStream Live, you name it, we're all there. Plus our own website, ccrshow.com. Don't go away. Rick and Tim and I will be right back.